Welcome to Firm Foundation. In these times of shifting standards and faulty foundations, there is a solid place on which to build a victorious life. And that place is the Firm Foundation of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Your host for Firm Foundation is Brian Hudson, a Bible teacher, pastor, author, and producer of Life Enriching Media.
This is part four of the message today. It's a summary and the conclusion of the series. And our theme today is, what did we learn? Say that, what did I learn? What did I learn? And before I give you the scripture, let me share a couple of things with you about learning. Learning is so key, obviously, because one of the definitions of disciple is learner. Disciples literally means learners. And in my Master's of Education program, in instructional design, that my training was not so much to be a teacher, but to design instruction for teachers. And one of the principles is something called transfer of learning. And what that is, all the curriculum, all the teaching, everything we say in the classes is all designed to transfer learning. And what that means is, transfer of learning occurs when people apply information, strategies, and skills that they have gained to a new situation or context. Transfer is not a discrete activity. It is rather an integral part of the learning process. Essentially saying, we know you've learned it when you do it. Amen? You've learned it when you do it. You only do what you've learned. And I pray that in this series, in all of God's Word, all the sermons, myself, whomever is preaching anywhere for that fact, in any learning context you're in, that you are transferring the learning. And it's transferred when we do it. See, learning is transferred when I do it. Yeah, it's that simple. And so I want to review today, this is the whole message, reviewing the past three parts of this series. So foundation scripture, I want to give you first today's scripture, Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, Apostle Paul wrote, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. That's the objective. When you hear somebody teach, preach, you're in some training class, wherever you are, you in fact are a trainer, the whole idea, you want the students to receive, if they've seen it, if they've heard it, if they've received it, if they see it in you, put it into practice. That's transfer of learning, isn't it? Right there in the scripture. And we want to see that happen for all of us. All right, so here's our theme scripture for the whole series. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, Amplified Bible says, therefore, we do not become discouraged, spiritless, disappointed, or afraid. Though our outer self is progressively wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day by day. And that's the whole idea, that every day we are being renewed. Now, outwardly, the physical body is facing challenges and difficulties, but the inward person is being renewed every day. So the word today represents that renewal that's taking place. Now, let me share with you another scripture, Hebrews 3:13, how we should relate to each other. It says here, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So this is where we have a role in each other's lives. Not only are we reaching to God for ourselves, but we are encouraging each other to reach to God. Amen? Matter of fact, turn to someone and say, you be encouraged. You be encouraged. Say it back to him. You be encouraged. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? We know this is true. Sometimes what you need sometimes is not more money. I mean, you need more money sometimes. I know. I said sometime, okay? It's not more money. It's not more knowledge. You've got knowledge. You got money. What you need is some encouragement. Encourage means to encourage. Infuse with courage. And so sometimes all a person needs is some encouragement, exhortation. So exhort and encourage are very much related. All right, let's move on. A couple quotes I'm going to share with you, again, from the first teaching of the series. I'm going to share a couple of these. This first one says, change your life today. Don't gamble on the future. Act now without delay. Simone de Beauvoir, I believe it's pronounced. So don't gamble on the future. Act now. Don't say, well, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next month. That's a gamble. Do it today if you can. Do it today. Another quote here. I'm going to jump down to a quote by H. Jackson Brown, Jr. The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. You agree with that? That is so true. That's the best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. Now, we're dealing with two realities. As 1 Corinthians, as Paul taught us there, there's the outward and there's the inward. The outward is perishing. That is, the body is getting older, decaying, so to speak. And as I said last time, you know, even young people are in this process too, right? So it's not like, you know, it's, oh, y'all old people perishing. All of us is perishing, you know what I'm saying? You know, even call LeBron James, oh, Tom Brady is ancient. In, you know, in terms of sports, I get that, professional sports. But let's not focus on that. Paul said, but the inward person is being renewed day by day. That is our focus today. So key point is one of the reasons for today is this. Today is when life begins again. Say that. Today is when life begins again. We're not starting over, but it's a renewal. So renewal really means it's a fresh beginning. Think of it that way. So every morning, this morning you woke up, no matter what happened yesterday or how you felt when you woke up, the fact is that you are being renewed day by day. Say, I am being renewed day by day. And so today then represents the opportunity for renewal. Now, so then we'll say this to you, that today then is the only time that matters. Say today is the only time that matters. Now, that'll be true tomorrow as well. But the mindset is, I'm not focusing on tomorrow. I make plans. I'm not focusing on the past, which can be far worse, actually. But I am focusing on today. So that's a real important point I want to make. We've been making in this whole series is that we really want to have that mindset that today is a new day. According to God's word, I am being renewed. You might get in the mirror and say, hey, you're being renewed today. You know, it may seem kind of weird. Just do it by yourself. Nobody looking at you. Do it by yourself. Hold your phone up, put your phone in selfie mode and say, you are being renewed today. Somehow, let yourself think that way, because I don't believe that circumstances are trying to encourage us that way. I don't think situations in life are trying to get that message to us. Quite the contrary, I think that circumstances are trying to tell you, you're going to go down, you're not going to make it, you know what I'm saying? That headache, you know, that headache is a tumor, that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? the mind just play tricks on you. And the devil jumps in there, and he makes it worse too, right? So I want to encourage us in that way. All right, move on. So many factors resist our awareness of today. This is from part number one of the series. Now, living a long time in a negative condition, that's a factor that will resist our awareness of today. I think you know that. Israel was an example of that. They've been there in bondage for so long. Gideon was a person God said, I'm with you, you mighty man of valor. On a certain day, God said that. I'm with him. He said, Lord, whoa. My father's impoverished. My whole family's impoverished. You know, I mean, he went straight to the condition he'd been in for a long time. So your conditions will resist awareness of today. And I'll share one more here. Again, everything's in the podcast, YouTube channel, all the notes are there. But it takes Oh, here it is, another one. Recent dramatic change, right? So it could be a loss of a loved one. It could be, you know, job change, retirement, whatever. And so these are change factors that can resist the sense of I am being renewed today. Amen? Now, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Moses said this for a very good reason. We'll read this and say to you why he said this often. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. Say today. Now, when you study this book, or even do a survey, you'll find that Moses used that word today in this book more than any other book of the Bible does this word appear. As a matter of fact, the word appears 167 times. The word today appears in this one book of Deuteronomy. And the reason is, when God brought Israel out of Egypt, they've been slaves for a long hundred of years. He brought them out, and then they came to the Red Sea, and army was approaching. We're going to die. We're going to die. Moses said, just don't worry about it. And God opened the Red Sea. They walked through on dry ground, drowned the Egyptians. Now, any rational person would be like, oh, that's it. I'm good. I'm out of bondage. My enemy is dead. I'm good. They didn't go but a few miles into the new land and couldn't find any water or encounter some bitter water. And like, we were better off where we came from. Now, let's be fair about it. It really is PS. What's that word? PS, post-traumatic. What's the phrase? Post-dramatic, traumatic stress syndrome. PTSD. And now, they were having some of that. Having been in bondage and slaves for so long. And so when they come out and have a reaction to the first negative condition, we're not going to make it. We understand the context now, don't we? And even though ourselves, we sometimes have a similar reaction. So the point is, circumstances, rapid changes can resist our awareness of today. So I want us to be aware of that. We taught that. I think you're aware of that. All right, so key point here. So one of the reasons for today is this, once again, today is when life begins again. Say it again. Today is when life begins again. That is a very, very, very good news for us. So now, second part of the series, we talked about what comes every day. What comes every day? And let's look at this scripture. Well, first of all, let me skip one slide here. Okay, Psalm 46. I'm going to read this kind of lengthy, but let's hear this together. It's a very important scripture. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, Selah. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of when? Dawn. Today. At the beginning of the day. So let me use this scripture to highlight a couple of things to us. Now, first, there are two forces that await us every day. Two forces. There's troubled streams, right? David talked about there's a river, or there is, though its waters roar and be troubled, right? That's the present circumstances facing you. Talked about we're not going to be afraid, even though the earth be removed and the mountains carried, all this trouble. And so we're saying that two conditions. First is that what awaits you in the morning. This morning, this was awaiting you. There was troubled streams. But second, there were streams that make glad. Because David said, I love this, verse 4. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. Say, God is in the midst of me. He says, and she shall not be moved. Say, I shall not be moved. Amen. God shall help her. Say, God shall help me at the break of dawn. So that's how we begin our day. I love this. David faced so much difficulty, trauma, challenges, even self-induced things he faced, problems he faced from his own errors and sins. But he found God to be faithful. And so that's why I want us to understand that what comes every day, there are certain things that God sends every day. Renewal comes every day. And we got into this in some detail. Let's look at this again here. So then where or how you focus as your day begins determines the stream you will enter into. Say that. Say that. Where and how I focus as my day begins will determine which stream I enter into. Yeah. You get to decide. Like we taught you, like Paul Scanlon said, we shared with you, emotions are data. Feelings are data. It's just information. You don't have to act on how you feel. Don't have to act on how you think. Don't have to act on it. It's data. It's saying, I feel like this. What should I do about that? I'm not going to respond to that. Or I shall respond to that. Or I do this instead. You follow me? So we don't have to, you know, that's why we, one thing we got saved from, delivered from, is ourselves. Think the devil was a problem? I'm here to tell you, he was a problem. But we ourselves, the person in the mirror, was a far, far worse problem than the devil. And so that old person, though you're saved now, that old part of us, once those thoughts come up, emotions, feelings come up, and some of us are emotional, we're all emotional creatures. Some of us grew up yielded to emotion. If anybody said something to you you didn't like, here you go. Boom, boom, boom. Yak-a-dak. You know, you couldn't hold it down at all, you know. But we get to decide. See, I get to decide. And so what you want to do is you want to get up in the morning and get into that stream that'll make you glad, into the river of God's presence, to the river of the word. Right? We all get up and do certain things, but resist the temptation to get up and always reach for the phone and check the news and the social media feeds. Don't get a download from all that first. Get a download from God. If you're going to your phone, go get Bible Gateway. Go get a devotional. Amen, somebody? Go get a praise song. Put something in your heart, in your mind, because you're being renewed. So act like it. Act like you've been renewed. Don't act like you're still in the mess you found yourself in yesterday. So very important point. And that was from part two. So here's some points. Set a standard of peace and joy. See, I will set a standard of peace and joy. Okay. Don't give worry or fear a foothold. Say that. I won't give worry or fear a foothold. So here's the perspective. What's happening in the moment is not your life. It is in your life. So especially if you're facing something very difficult and challenging, what's happening, that's not your life. It is in your life. That's a simple but a very profound statement, because we can become overwhelmed by such a situation, circumstances, and start making that a commentary. Well, this is who I am now, the chronic pain, the situation of my family. This is my life. No, all that is in your life. That's a good perspective to have. So what comes every day? Three things. I want to share with you three of God's best things, virtues, realities come every day. First is mercy. Say mercy. Mercy is God's gift before and after faith. Mercy is the prevention or lessening of consequences following our errors. That's a big one, y'all. Mercy is prevention or lessening of consequences following our own errors. That's why I thank God for mercy. I do a lot. I make a lot of mistakes. Not like a lot. I don't make a lot of mistakes. Like 50 a day, and I don't do that, okay? But for my standards, any mistake, any shortcoming, any error is a big deal. But the point is, mercy covers you. Because you're going to make mistakes. And even sin sometimes. But when you confess to God, the mercy comes. And then also mercy is God's gift before and after faith. We should have faith in God. You should never doubt God. But sometimes we doubt. Our faith isn't strong sometimes. So mercy is the gift before and after faith. Say that. Mercy is the gift. Before and after faith. Can you thank God for that? Yes, we thank God for that. Lamentations 3:22 says, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed. There it is, right there it is. Because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Isn't it good to be aware of certain things? I mean, to become aware. Maybe didn't know that you aren't here. You aren't. You've not been consumed because you're so great. You're so pretty. You're so handsome. You're not consumed because of the Lord's mercies. Amen. That's why we're still here. That's the real reason why we're here. So give God praise for that. Thank him often for that. Don't start thinking that's because of me. It's because of him. So what comes every day? Number two is benefits. Psalm 68 verse 19 says, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits. The God of our salvation, Selah. So benefits speaks to provision, protections, grace to function, and everything above, et cetera, means and more. So we are daily receiving benefits. Another reason to get up in the morning and thank God for a new day. Thank him for renewal. And say, if you want to, need to say it, Lord, thank you for the benefits. Well, what benefits? Everything. There's not one thing that you have not received that cannot be considered a benefit from God. Amen. Say benefits. And then Jesus said in Matthew 6:11, give us this day our daily bread. Amen. So this speaks to what comes every day, the benefits of being loaded down with these benefits from God, the daily bread, the provision God sends every day. These are all of what God sends. And finally, from this particular second part of the series, what comes every day is your cross. Jesus said to them, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. What does that mean? Well, the cross is, watch this, your opportunity to place others higher than yourself. It also means to carry responsibility, deny yourself, or to deny yourself, follow Christ and serve God's purposes. So carry responsibility to deny yourself, follow Christ and serve God's purposes. That's the cross we carry. We don't carry Christ's cross. His cross, of course, was for our sins. Our cross is really for his victory. His victory. But his victory in us, for us, carry responsibility to pay attention, to follow God. And then Proverbs 8:34 says, blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Amen. All right. Now, this next list is just some items we put out. There are, in fact, some of these sheets are on the Welcome Center. Reflection application. I pray you had a chance to do this. If not, please do it. It says, in what ways am I being renewed? Right? How? Write it down. Why does my life begin again today? See, questions like what hinders my awareness of today? So again, that's a worksheet. It's out there. Pick that up because we want to see transfer of learning. Amen. What is transfer of learning? Students, when you do it, amen. All right, part three, last week, taught about everyone reach one. And we focused, of course, on the Kenya mission we're supporting, the Kenya orphanage in Kenya. And I pray you had a chance to watch that. It's online as well. It's a very good interview I had with Duncan Sabwa. Matter of fact, a couple of pictures here, just scroll through the pictures. They're the pictures of the children, some of the kids we support in a children's home in Kenya. There's, in the middle, is Benadine. That's a recent picture of her. And of course, next slide is the conversation I had with Pastor Sabwa. And the third picture was the founder of the orphanage, the late Bishop Ben Bahati, and his wife Mary continues to lead that orphanage. Amen. So it's a tremendous work, major crisis when he passed away. But God is faithful. Amen. God is faithful. So we've continued our support. Matter of fact, we did send them $1,000. Amen. Last week. Amen. So thank you for supporting. And $1,000, by the way, $1,000 in Kenyan shilling is 119,000 Kenya shilling. But don't get excited about that big number, okay? Because shillings, you know, I mean, a Coke, a bottle of Pepsi costs 1,000 shilling. You know what I'm saying? So the point is, we were able to support, and we'll continue to support, have been doing so in the absence of us talking about it. We have still been supporting all along. But I felt it was appropriate to bring you along, update you on that work. So thank you so much. So again, everyone reach one. If I can't do it myself, I've only been there three times, you know, that's a big deal, going to Africa, to Kenya three times, to the orphanage, but, you know, they are there every day. They have children 24/7. So if we can support financially and with encouraging words, resources, whatever, then praise the Lord. We're doing God's will. And so the part of the message, the theme for that topic of today, yeah, today, everyone reach one. Don't wait for tomorrow. Find some way today. If you pray, if you give some money, send some resources, whatever, let's be as committed to. Well, part of our renewal is in giving and supporting. That's the point we made to you last time. Almost done here. Isaiah 9, verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell, let me back up. Yeah. The people in darkness, people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them light has shined. This is a prophecy about Jesus. This was quoted, matter of fact, in one of the Gospels. So upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. Watch this. And they rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. So then people sitting in darkness need to see something. And when you share the gospel, we go do our ministry work, wherever you're doing it, or even just person to person, we never know where people are. I mean, they look good physically, but it could be sitting in darkness. People are suffering out here, y'all. And people got put good faces on and make it look good, but they often, they're suffering. And so what you want to do today is shine light wherever you go. Upon them light has shined. Jesus, of course, is that light. But don't forget, Jesus said, I'm light of the world. Then he said, now you are the light of the world. He said, I'm the light. And then turned and said to them, you are the light. And the idea is to increase the joy, to let people experience the joy of harvest. So all these blessings come as we give witness. And finally, final slide today. All right, so God promised that light would shine on people who sat in darkness. He promised that. He made a promise. And we know this, and we know that this promise spoke of Jesus, the coming light of the world, at the time it was written. But when Jesus walked the earth, he turned and said to the disciples, he sang to us, you are the light of the world. So light begins every day, and light begins today. So you woke up, you're renewed, and all these points we're making to you in this series, again, the whole series is on the podcast, YouTube channel, the blog is all there. We want to just let God, allow God, I'll say, to work in us the way he wants to work. It's not like it's hard. The hard part is kind of moving out self-will, moving out the flesh. That's the hardest part. But once we yield ourselves to God, then he just floods us with light. He nourishes us with his word. He lifts us up with his spirit. Amen, somebody? Give God some praise. You blessed today. Come on. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's all stand and